Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Near Cleveland in North Olmsted, a three-year-old boy is dead and his mother injured after what's being called a random attack in a supermarket parking lot. ONN's Danita Harris reports.
A woman has been arrested in connection to a mother and her three-year-old being stabbed at Giant Eagle. 32-year-old Bianca Alyssa was taken into custody following the incident. It happened at the store on Lorraine Road in North Olmsted. Mayor Nicole Daley-Jones released a statement saying in part, "I am deeply saddened by an incident in the parking lot of Giant Eagle. Our hearts go out to the two victims of what appears to be a random act of violence."
The two men convicted of kidnapping and murder in the deaths of two Toledo teens were sentenced yesterday. Brent Kohlhofer and Charles Walker were each sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for aggravated murder charges and 15 years to life on other charges for the December 2022 deaths of 16-year-old Kimarion Wilder and 15-year-old Kashawn Pittman. The bodies of the teens were discovered in the remnants of a burned, vacant house after nearly 2 weeks of searching. 11 other people were charged in the case. As police continue to investigate Akron's deadly mass shooting over the weekend, there are new details about the man who was killed. ONN's Laura Caso has the story.
The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office says 27-year-old Lateris Cook from Akron died in the shooting. He's the father of four children and has another on the way. The shooting happened early Sunday morning in the area of Kelly Avenue and 8th Avenue. Two dozen others were shot. The other 24 victims range in age from 19 to 35 with gunshot wounds. Two of them are in critical condition, according to police.
The man involved in a controversial arrest by Toledo police is speaking out after the department released a report. ONN's Melissa Andrews has more.
Brandon Upchurch says he is still shaken after being pulled over in April, accused of driving a stolen car.
I'm still traumatized over the situation. I haven't been to work. I got my own business, LLCs. I haven't been able to do that.
During the traffic stop, officers released a canine on Upchurch, which bit him. Their reason, he allegedly was not following the officer's commands. The Internal Affairs report determined the officer acted within departmental use of force guidelines, but it also states the officer made a mistake when he incorrectly read the license plate, believing the car was stolen when it was not.
The Toledo Police Department says the officer will be reprimanded. In Columbus, prosecutors dropped one of the charges against former Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade, who was accused in the shooting death of Casey Goodson Jr. In February, a judge declared a mistrial after the jury could not reach a unanimous verdict. Here's ONN's Lacey Crisp.
On December 4th, 2020, Jason Meade was working as a part of the U.S. Marshals Task Force on a warrant when Meade claims he saw Casey Goodson Jr. wave a gun while driving. Meade followed Goodson back to Goodson's grandmother's home. Meade claims he told Goodson to drop a gun. When Goodson did not, Meade shot and killed the 23-year-old. Special prosecutors assigned to the case decided they will retry Meade. Meade has been tried on one count of reckless homicide and two counts of murder, one count for purposely causing Goodson's death. Special prosecutors are now dropping the purposeful murder charge for the new trial.
Meade's new trial is scheduled for October. A Northeast Ohio physician who made headlines during the COVID pandemic is in the news again. ONN's Yolanda Harris explains.
Sherry Tenpenny, the Middleburg Heights doctor who drew national attention when she told state legislators that COVID-19 vaccines made people magnetic. Well, she's been sued by the federal government for failing to pay nearly $650,000 in taxes and late fees. According to documents filed in the U.S. District Court in Cleveland by the Department of Justice's Tax Division, Tenpenny is accused of failing to pay taxes in 2001, 2012, and 2013. Earlier this year, the Ohio State Medical Board voted to restore Tenpenny's license after an investigation on her comments regarding COVID-19.
Police in Cincinnati spent the early hours of Monday morning searching for an exotic animal. ONN's Angela Ann reports.
Police from both the city and University of Cincinnati were dispatched to the area of Burnett Woods near the UC campus. This came after a call around 3 a.m. reporting a sighting of what appeared to be a tiger. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that officers did not find anything and that both of the tigers at the zoo were safe and accounted for. It is illegal to own a tiger in Ohio since 2012, when then-Governor John Kasich signed a law regulating the possession of dangerous wild animals. The law was prompted by a 2011 incident in which an exotic animal owner near Zanesville made headlines around the world by setting 56 of his animals free before taking his own life.
And a recording artist famous for hits in the 1980s and beyond is planning a farewell tour this fall with a stop in Ohio. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend.
Cyndi Lauper set to perform in Columbus. It's part of her Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour. It's the singer's first major run in a decade. The tour starts on October 18th in Montreal, and then it will end on December 5th in Chicago. Lauper will perform at the Schottenstein Center on November 3rd.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.